Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what is new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. We have a very special guest today. We have none other than George Ross, co-star of the TV show The Apprentice, Mr. Trump's right-hand man for most of the past 40 years, talking to us about his outlook for the next little while in the U.S. economy. Stay tuned. Here is George. Good evening, George.
Good evening. Good. I'm sorry you were late. We can run a little later, but I had something that came up.
No worries. Well, welcome. Let's dive right in. So, George, to kick things off, Donald has injected a lot of money into the economy with some of the announcements that have come out of the White House. Specifically, he's offering a tax holiday for some major corporations by repatriating hundreds of billions of dollars in retained earnings that have been sheltered outside the country. And I'm thinking of companies like Google and Apple, and a lot of that money has been sheltered in Ireland in the form of retained earnings. And by bringing that money back into the U.S. economy through this tax holiday, I think we're going to see an economic stimulus as a result. We also have a new incoming chair of the Federal Reserve. We have Donald talking about a major infrastructure spend, about $1.5 billion to refresh the infrastructure in the country.
Sure.
And at the same time, we're almost 9 years into an economic recovery, probably one of the longest, albeit not necessarily the most powerful economic recoveries on record, one of the longest economic recoveries. We're kind of due for a downturn. Even the stock market now has entered a period of uncertainty and volatility. Is this economic expansion going to extend? Should we continue to invest in the expansion? Should we pull back and keep some dry powder waiting for the next downturn? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think basically we're talking about investing in the United States. I think it's correct. I think it's got to be very positive. I think the stimulus by all this money coming in and the idea of countries and people getting more money, I think that's very positive, and I think it'll definitely curtail whatever you have in the way of a downturn. In other words, it looks like the Fed is along with it, and I see nothing but positive. You know, as far as tremendous amount of volatility that took place, we understand a lot of that swing is computer driven, because they have computer programs. When certain stocks that are on the Dow at that point hit a certain number, the computer says sell. Once the computer says sell, now the numbers change again, the next computer says sell. So you find a situation where there was a tremendous amount of volatility, but it's all self-created by computer programs. And then if, in fact, the United States economy will grow by 3% this year, that's fantastic. And I think all the money that's coming in will be very helpful. So I'm very bullish, although I have quite a bit of money in the stock market, diversified, in various companies. But I don't see anything negative.
Very, very, very interesting. And, there's been a lot of talk as well.
I don't see anything negative, certainly not in real estate. Go ahead.
Right. I mean, there's also been talk about, as interest rates go up, potentially that impacting the bond market, and bond market's certainly much larger than the equity market.
Yeah, but interest rates, yes, it will impact the bond market, but you're not going into the bond market. And if anybody going into the bond market, that's for what? For secured returns.
Right.
So the only reason why not, you're certainly not a tremendous amount of growth is going to happen in the bond market. I mean, it'll be a bit if you want to put safe money. Yeah, it's there. But look at the return. I mean, what's the 10-year treasury? What, 3%?
Yeah.
10 years. Come on, man.
Yeah, you're not keeping pace with inflation.
So, I don't see anything negative. I think nothing but positive, and I think it's just going to build up as these things go from legislation to action. And I think it will have an impact. If you're going to put billions of dollars into infrastructure, and if there's going to be more jobs, the jobs are up at that point. I think it's positive. I don't see any reason to be negative. I think nothing but positive.
Wow, that was awesome. This was part of a longer conversation that George and I had last night. If you think that chatting with George on a regular basis might be kind of cool, I have a small number of seats available in my monthly mastermind with George, where we get together every month and talk about business. We talk about real estate, negotiation, philanthropy, all kinds of things that our members bring to the table. So if you're interested, there's more information on victorjm.com. That's my website at victorjm.com. One of the things that I love about George is his perspective. Now, you may or may not agree with what George had to say, and if you do, that's great, and if you don't, that's fine too. But remember, George has a perspective that is different from yours and mine. He talks to different people than I routinely speak with. And it's that I value so much, is he gets to have a different view from the one I would normally get on my own. And so I value his opinion greatly. And as you're thinking about your next moves and plotting what you're going to do with the next upturn or downturn in the economy, have a spectacular day. Make some great things happen. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.